biggest question that I think Parshas Vayeshev has to beg to ask is, who sold Yosef? And I know that some people will already say, I've heard this, and therefore there's no chiddush in what you're about to say. And there'll be other people that will tell me that they'd like to throw me through a glass window because they can't believe I'm about to say this. So I recognize that you hit the spectrum on this one. But let's take a look for a second. The brothers undoubtedly want to kill Yosef. That's plan A, Shimon and Levi. Reuven says, what, we're going to stick a knife through your brother's heart? You can't do that. That's horrific. Nobody could do that to your brother. How can any person do that? Let's just throw him in the pit and leave him there. What he's essentially saying is, let's passively kill him rather than actively kill him, which I think we could all wrap our head around as like sticking the knife in your brother. That just seems raw. Giving your brother no food, no drink, and nothing, and saying, figure it out. All right, not as big of a deal. But then enters in Yehuda, and Yehuda sees this group of Yishmaelim, this group of merchants that are passing by, and this is where it gets a little bit dicey. You see, what happens is he says, ma betza kinar gosachinu. Why would we want to kill our brother? What gain is there in there? And that I always found that to be a very hard one. What gain? You're about to kill your brother, and you're wondering, what's in it for me? What's like the financial benefit of it? But I think that that's an important one, because what he is saying is that I don't think that I feel comfortable killing him. So let's see, can we come up with a plan C? Because at the end of the day, what Reuven is suggesting is not that much less heartless than what is suggested by his brothers, Shimon and Levi. So Yehuda comes in and says, nah, I found another door. And in this door, what we've accomplished is, not only don't we kill him, but we get rid of him, so he disappears from the scene. That's great. But we also know that, like, we can say with a clear conscience, we gave him a new start in a new land far, far away from us. That's what happens. The brothers then go sit to eat. Now, picture the scene at the well. You have your brothers screaming for dear life. Well, that's a pretty hard scene to eat your lunch about. So what do? They probably go a very, very long distance away and say, come, let's eat our meal, let's relax, let's enjoy, and we won't have to worry about it. That is when Yehuda sees the group of Yishmaelim and says, let's sell him. Now, if you are Reuven and you know that you're about to sell him, your first thought is, wait a second, somebody's got to get him out of the pit, because if we don't get him out of the pit, he's going to be sold. So Reuven says, I'll do it. Reuven volunteers to do it. Now, if you look at the Rashbam interprets the Pesukim. There's a lot of things happening, and they draw him out of the well, and they sell him. And all of a sudden, we meet the Midyanim. We say, where did the Midyanim come from? We thought they were selling it to the Yishmaelim. Says the Rashbam, there's a missing piece here. You see, the brothers didn't actually sell Yosef. The brothers simply wanted to sell Yosef. Who sells Yosef? Yosef is screaming in the pit, complaining, save me, help, 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 and come by the Yishmaelim, grab him out, and sell him to the Midyanim. It explains why Reuven comes to the well, comes back to the brothers and says, Vaanan ani ba, how am I going to be able to ever face this? Why did the brothers say to him, what do you mean face this? Come on, really? There's nothing to face. What's going to happen is very simple. We sold him. But Reuven is distraught because he doesn't know what happened to him. That's the struggle. Okay, so now what happens? The brothers have no idea what happened to Yosef. And so what happens is when they go to Egypt, that whole story now has a whole new window and a whole new light. All those questions of how could they be so naive? How could they not think Yosef was there? They thought Yosef was dead. They get to the well, and when Yosef is not there, that's when they begin to wonder, maybe he actually, in fact, did die. It's a fascinating read, and I beg you, don't take my word for it. Go look at the psukim, read them inside, and see how many things are vague, how many things are unclear, and then take a look and see if you are bothered by it, and if you find that the Rashbam's read is a more comfortable one. Have a great day.